أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After that, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today, inshallah, which is Tuesday, the 12th of Sha'ban for the year 1419, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is equivalent to the 1st of December for the year 1998. And today, inshallah, this is supposed to be our 36th class on the book Bulugh al-Maram, which try to explain the ahadith of this book, as well as to point to the authenticity of the ahadith. And today, this is the class number 36, which is the class before the last one, before Ramadan, inshallah. And we're going to have a short class tonight, inshallah. And we're dealing with a new chapter, which is bab Sawm al-Tatawwu. Sawm al-Tatawwu, the optional fasting, or the voluntarily fasting. And talking about the voluntarily fasting, everything other than the Ramadan, every fasting other than the month of Ramadan. It is an optional fasting. That means, it's not a must. You are not obligated. And we understood this from Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a man came and asked him, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it obligatory in him? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him to fast 1 month, the month of Ramadan. He questioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make anything else obligatory in me? Or do I have to fast any more fasting beside Ramadan? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, illa an tatawwa, except if you make tatawwa fasting, voluntarily fasting, optional fasting. And we understood in the end of this hadith, this famous hadith, that the man, he swear by Allah that he's not going to add any more than the obligation, the 5 times prayers a day, the fasting of Ramadan, the basics of Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that this man, aflah al-Arabi in sadaq, that this Bedouin man, if he keep his promise, if he fulfill the obligation, the 5 times prayers only, the fasting of Ramadan only, the basics of Islam only, no addition, no voluntarily, he said, aflah, he will succeed. That means he will go to paradise. So any fasting other than Ramadan is optional. And the optional fasting is one of the ways that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing optional fasting, this is one of the means and the ways that will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaykum as-salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us in the Hadith al-Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that his slave could not get closer to him with anything better than fulfilling the obligatory act from salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, these things which is obligatory. This is the best means to get closer to Allah. And ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه, that my slave continuing coming closer to me and closer by doing optional deed, and by doing this that I will love him. So optional deeds are one of the ways that bring us closer to Allah, and one of the ways that make us earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ, my slave continuing coming closer to me with voluntarily acts until I love him. So voluntarily fasting, like inshallah we're going to mention about this in today, tonight class, is one of the means to bring us closer to Allah, is one of the means to remove and forgive our sins, one of the ways to raise us in degree before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the ways to keep Allah subhanahu, to make Allah pleased with us. All although there are optional fasting and voluntarily fasting and days which is recommended to fast, but still in Islam there is certain days which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited the Muslim to fast even if they won't do a voluntarily fast. And inshallah we're going to be talking about it in our class tonight. So from this we understand that even if you want to please Allah, still you have to please Allah according His way and according the choice and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As example, a person could not choose Friday and say, I want to please Allah, I'm going to fast to Friday, although he's doing voluntarily. But your acts, your voluntarily acts, it have to be accordingly the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the like and the dislikes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for those who have book Bulugh al-Maram, and by the way we have two books here from Brother Abdul Bari for reduced price for the students of this class, if anybody would like to purchase. So for those who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, Attainment of the Objective, you may open page number 235, Babu صوم التطوع وما نهي عن صومه. The chapter concerning observing optional fasting and what been forbidden to fast. عن أبي قتادة الأنصاري. This hadith number 552. Hadith number 552. عن أبي قتادة الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن صوم يوم عرفة قال يكفر السنة الماضية والباقية, وسئل عن صوم يوم عاشوراء فقال يكفر السنة الماضية, وسئل عن صوم يوم الاثنين فقال ذلك يوم ولدت فيه وبعثت فيه وأنزل علي فيه. رواه مسلم. The hadith reported by Abu Qatada al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him and all the Ansar and the Muhajireen. The hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, so the hadith is authentic. That the Prophet of Allah being questioned concerning observing the fasting of the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. The 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. And Dhul Hijjah is the last month in the Islamic calendar, the 12th month. The day which the Muslims who is in Hajj, they have to be in the city of Arafah, standing on the mountain of Arafah, around the area of Arafah. Not out of Arafat, it has to be in the Arafah itself, the known place, the well known place, Arafah, from Arafah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned concerning a person who will volunteer to fast this day, not because he break his fast during Ramadan, not because he owe certain fasting, but he want to do it voluntarily. What is the reward? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will be expiation for the previous year before that day, and will be expiation, that means forgiveness, for the coming year after this day. That means to observe the fasting of the day of Arafah will be forgiveness for 2 years. The year that just passed before that day and the year that is coming. Alhamdulillah, great reward. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned concerning the fasting of Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram. Muharram is the first month of the Islamic calendar. So the 10th called Ashura from Ashara, the 10th. He said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ will be forgiveness for your sins for the previous year. And we've been questioned concerning observing the day of Monday in fasting voluntarily. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that day which I born, that day which Allah had commissioned me, made me a prophet and messenger, and that day which Allah sent Quran on me. So this something special about the day of Monday, the day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been born in, is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissioned him, and the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran on him. And this shows us, if there is something called celebration for the birthday of the Prophet, is not only for the birthday but for him being a prophet and for being receiving the Quran. And if there is a form of celebration, the proper form will be by fasting that day, not by doing anything else, because this is what is recommended in this hadith, the fasting, not any other action. So we understand from this hadith that this is 3 days which is recommended to be observed in fasting: the day of Arafah, the day of Ashura, and Monday from every week. Page number 236, حديث نمبر 553. وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه. He also from the Ansar. Abu Ayyub from the Ansar. One of those people who welcome and protect the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he went to Medina. So he been attributed to the action of what they did is welcoming the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hometown, protecting him, supporting him, strengthening his da'wah. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, man sama ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min shawwal kana ka siyam ad-dahr. That the person, this hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, reported by Abu Ayyub, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that whosoever fast the month of Ramadan and follow it by 6 days out of Shawwal, and Shawwal is the month which comes immediately after Ramadan, he will be considered or rewarded as a person who fasts the whole of his life. That means if every year you will fast Ramadan and 6 days of Ramadan, the next year you do the same, the next year you do the same, so you will be considered as if you fasting every day, because you're getting for every day that you fast الحسنة بعشر أمثالها. Blessing, you'll be rewarded for each blessing 10 times. So if you observe the fasting of Ramadan, which usually 30 days, This means 300 days in reward. And you fast 60 days from Shawwal, this is 60 days in reward. So 300 plus 60 will be 360, which is the year. Okay? If you do this every year, you will be rewarded as if a person who been fasting all his life, all the dahr, all the time. The hadith is authentic. Hadith number 554. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا باعد الله بذلك اليوم عن وجهه النار 70 خريفا. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. The hadith is reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. The hadith is authentic that whosoever observe a fasting, optional fasting, for the pleasure of Allah, as a result of doing one day fasting for the pleasure of Allah, Allah set you a distance away from hellfire 70 kharif, 70 autumn, a season. The season that comes between the summer and the winter call autumn. And the autumn, that means it comes once a year. So 70 autumn, that means 70 years for every day that you fast voluntarily. Some of the scholars understood that this fasting will be during the time of jihad fi sabilillah, while you actually fighting. Although you understand that this requires, the fighting requires a lot of energy, and the fasting, by doing fasting during this, will be more hardship, and for such reason that you're getting a great reward. And some they said that this fi sabilillah, that means for the pleasure of Allah, that means voluntarily, is not obligatory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.